This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You ran your campaign promising supporters that Mexico is going to pay for the wall and that the wall was going to be made of concrete.
Oh, there it is. That was Trump. Oh, here we go again. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And the wall comes tumbling down. No, goes building up in the wall. Is that Pink Floyd? No, Pink Floyd's a... Man, I think they did... Who did that song? I know they did another Brick in the Wall. Yeah, all we are is just another brick in the wall. This super reporter asking the president,
you made a campaign promise that Mexico build a wall.
Donald Trump's like, look, Mexico, this is what he said. He said, one way or another, Mexico will build this wall. And then he goes on, and we're going to play the rest of that clip. But it cracks me up, these leftists. They so want to just dismiss this wall. It's to say it's ridiculous, it, quite frankly, is overuse of the word. They want to dismiss it.
We don't need a wall. The wall doesn't do anything.
This hour is going to be dedicated to the wall. Yeah. She says, you said it was going to be concrete. Why isn't the wall going to be concrete? And Donald Trump gives her an answer. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. We are going to talk about this wall. 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. I said earlier in the broadcast, if you're not for a wall, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to not have a wall protecting your neighborhood. You can't live in a gated community, a community with a barrier of any kind. You cannot possess a barrier in your home. You have to not work where there's a barrier around your workplace. I mean, think about all it takes to get into a government building now. There's a wall of security around it. There's a wall around the White House. There's a 10-foot wall around Barack Obama's house, a 6-foot wall around Pelosi's house. Many of the lefties that will decry the wall live in gated communities, and inside of their gated communities, they have walls. And like I said, take down your gated community gates and walls. Take down your gates and fences and walls. And open your doors and let people come in as they wish. And then I will say to you, I agree with you. It's open borders. What is the difference between open borders and an open society? Somebody tell me. There isn't any difference. Anyway, let's play the rest of this clip because Donald Trump goes on to explain it. And I'll be honest with you. I hate that Trump. This is where I get into Trump repeats himself. You can see his thought process, and I've learned how to deal with it, but this is what people sort of get, like, he's so, you know, he doesn't have any eloquence. Everything he says is spot on, but if he were better at delivering the message, I wish he were more Reagan-esque, but I'll accept him for who he is. But here it is anyway.
You just said earlier that the wall could be made of steel, and right now our government is shut down over a demand from your administration that the American taxpayer pay for the wall. So how can you say you're not failing on that promise to your supporters?
Very nice question, so beautifully asked, even though I just answered it.
You didn't
need to. Let me just tell you, excuse me, are you ready? Are you ready? I just told you that we just made a trade deal. And we will take in billions and billions of dollars, far more than the cost of the wall. The wall is peanuts compared to what the value of this trade deal is to the United States. As far as concrete, I said I was going to build a wall. I never said, I'm going to build the concrete. I said I'm going to build a wall. Just so you know, because I know you're not into the construction business, you don't understand something. We now have a great steel business that's rebuilt in the United States. Steel is stronger than concrete. If I build this wall or fence or anything the Democrats need to call it, because I'm not into names, I'm into production. I'm into something that works. If I build a steel wall rather than a concrete wall, it will actually be stronger than a concrete. Steel is stronger than concrete, okay? Because you can check it out. Listen, if I build a wall and the wall is made out of steel, instead of concrete. I think people will like that. And here's the other good thing. I'll have it done by the United States Steel Corporation, by companies in our country that are now powerful, great companies again. And they've become powerful over the last 2 years because of me and because of our trade policies. So if I have a steel wall, or you could call it a steel fence, but it'll be more powerful than any of the concrete walls that we're talking about. It's possible that it will look better. And one of the things, I think you have seen this, that's very important for us, very, very important, in speaking to Border Patrol, ICE, and actually local law enforcement, and even military, they want to be able to see through it. You can't really see through a concrete wall. They want to be able to see who's on the other side of the wall. Because if they're here, and you have about a 12-inch concrete wall, and you have people on the other side, but you can't see what's over there, it's very dangerous. They want to be able to see through the wall. A see-through wall made out of steel is far stronger than a concrete wall. So I'm very happy with it. I think, I'm not sure, but I think that's what the Democrats prefer. And if it can get them there, I'm okay. It actually will be a more powerful wall, and it will be a more beautiful wall than having a concrete wall.
I think you see what I mean. I mean, that's overkill with Trump on an explanation of steel versus concrete. And he says, look, I'm not into names. I'm into production. I want a wall. Call it whatever you want, barrier, etc. Let me tell you something. Trump says that now. He will call it a wall. In the end, he will call it a wall. And let me tell you why that's important. I wrote a piece on this. Trump must call it what it is. He needs to make the Democrats own the fact that he got his wall. If he doesn't, the Democrats will try to make hay with it. And they're going to. That's why they're telling us right now it's a barrier. It's a fence. And it's not built. It's not what he said. He said concrete. He said Mexico was going to pay for it. He said, I don't think he ever said what the product would be. Okay, that's just me thinking. I don't think he ever said what the product would be. And I guarantee you, he certainly said Mexico would pay for it, but he said, you mark my words, whether they like it or not, they're paying for it. He gave no indication of how that was going to be done, and he stuck to it. But the Democrats are picking it apart because they have to. They can't let Donald Trump win. And it's going to be very important as these sections of wall, fence, barrier, whatever you want to call it, get built, for us to remind people that this is a project he promised to do and he's delivering on it. And let me tell you something else. When those numbers come back from Mexico on this trade deal, you better know Trump's going to say, so these first $2.5 billion that we made back from Mexico, let's just call that the wall. Yeah, you know, whatever you want to call it in Spanish.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Now, we obviously disagree about the best way to secure the border. We believe the wall is wrong on many counts. The wall is ineffective. Most experts agree with that. The wall is expensive. The wall was promised. The wall, when promised by President Trump, he says it's a campaign pledge he must keep. That was not his campaign pledge. His campaign pledge was to build the wall and have Mexico pay for it, not American taxpayers. So it's not a campaign pledge. The president has no plan to deal with eminent domain. There are hundreds of landowners on the southern border who will go to court and fight every attempt by the federal government to expropriate their land. That will take years. And by the way, the Trump administration has not even spent the border security funding allocated by Congress last year. So, the wall is wrong. It's ineffective. It's expensive. Mexico doesn't pay for it. Has no plan to deal with eminent domain. They haven't even spent the border security funding allocated last year. And one more point. To so many Americans, we do not want the wall to be a symbol of America, much preferring the Statue of Liberty be that symbol. The symbolism is bad for the country, for our economy, for our security, for our ability to get along in the world. So Democrats certainly support strong, effective border security. Fencing, drones, technology, roads. What the experts say actually works, not a wall. We totally disagree on that. But even with that disagreement, Mr. President, I repeat, there is no reason to keep unrelated parts of the government shut down because of those disagreements.
Welcome, everybody. You got to love that clip. That clip says it all. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. I could do an entire hour on just that clip. I'm not going to do that. I'm only going to do one segment. But I'm telling you, that clip says it all. Chuck Schumer comes out, Senate Minority Leader, and here's what he says. The wall is wrong. And then he gives you a list of reasons why the wall is wrong. So let's go over them. Number one, he says it's ineffective. Now, I was on a radio show with a buddy of mine who doesn't believe in the wall. He's a libertarian.
Yo, Kevin Wall's...
And I said, that's just absolute nonsense. And let me give you a perfect example. Took my son out. We were going to go play baseball. He's a catcher. I was going to hit balls at him hard so he could, you know, because he's trying to make a big team and be on a national little league baseball team, whatever. So he and I were going to talk about this. I mean, go out and practice this. And he's got all his gear. We go to a park, and we get to this park, and I want to hit it against the backstop so we don't have to chase balls all over the place. And long story short, the park where they have the baseball diamond has I think it's an 8-foot fence, maybe 10-foot. It's high. And you cannot, it is locked off. This field is locked off. The minute we walked up, I went, crap, I'm looking for an opening. I don't see an opening. And I go, well, all right, we just got to hit it against the fence on the outside. Now, you could go play on the monkey bars, the playground, the soccer field, all these other things. But the baseball field takes more maintenance, and the city doesn't want you people just willy-nilly playing on it. So what do you think they did? They walled it off. And it's a 10-foot wall. I'm surprised it didn't have razor wire. It didn't, because we accidentally hit a ball over there, and I had to jump and get it. And let me tell you, it was no fun jumping that wall and going to get that baseball. It was a deterrent, and it kept us off the field. I went to get a baseball, but we didn't play on that field because I wasn't going to throw all this gear over, and then we jump over only to have some security guard come and go, y'all got to get off the field, or whatever. So my buddy's telling me, well, the only reason where a wall it works is if you cross that wall, you know, like they'll shoot you. You know, like Shawshank, you know, if you cross over. And I said, it's nonsense. If you cross over into the White House over the wall, it's easy to do. You're not going to get shot. You're going to get, they're going to stick dogs on you. They're going to detain you. But the likelihood of you getting shot is pretty small. People have done it. They've done it a lot. If you jump over a wall into wherever it's protected, generally speaking, sensors go off, security comes and greets you, and you're arrested and sent back to wherever you're from, and they tell you don't come back. So that's what the wall would do. It would make most people take pause and go, okay, I don't want to be a part of this. You know, I'm not going to get over and get in trouble. But people, he says it's ineffective, and I love how he put this little piece in there. It's ineffective. Most experts agree. Just play that part.
We believe the wall is wrong on many counts. The wall is ineffective. Most experts agree with that.
What experts, Chuck? Has Chuck Schumer ever said, yeah, we've impaneled a group of experts. They're wall-building experts. They're deterrent experts, whatever. Explain to me who the experts are and how most of them agree. It's kind of like global climate change. Oh, all 97% of scientists agree. And then we go find 1,000 scientists that don't agree, and I say, okay, where are the 100 million scientists that agree? Because we got 1,000 here that they're calling nonsense. So who are the experts that agree that a wall is ineffective? Because I would love to debate these experts and say, if a wall is ineffective, how does it work so well in prisons? It keeps people from getting outside of those prisons and into free land. See, there's prison land and there's free land. And they have a wall. Call it whatever you want. Fence. They have a barrier. And people don't get outside of that barrier very often. It's called a deterrent. Now, where they don't have those, I would love for them to tell me,
yeah, Kevin, where they don't have this, you know, this, whatever they call it, what, maximum security prisons, we don't have any fences to let them out.
I'd love to see the where people tell me that, because I don't believe it. And then he quickly goes, it's expensive. As compared to what? The study of Chinese prostitutes and drinking and promiscuity? Or the study of the mating habits of the rhesus monkey in captivity? What? The wall is going to be, okay, the estimates are $5 to $20 billion. I don't care. It could be 20. And you know what? For the sake of discussion, let's double it and add some extra. Let's make it $50 billion. It is a fraction of the cost of illegal immigration in this country in a single year. And then, I love the next part, is it was his campaign promise. That was not his campaign pledge. He said Mexico was going to build it. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast. Earlier this hour, in fact, where the girls, that's what y'all go, oh, you said Mexico's going to pay for it. Okay, well, did you think they were going to just write us a check? So Trump has that one left. And then I love this part. No plan for eminent domain. No plan. So, in other words, he's saying that the United States government can't take the property that are protected. And I'll just use the Arizona ranchers as an example. I have lots of Arizona rancher friends I met through FAIR, which is a federation for American immigration reform. And these guys are so sick of illegals coming across their ranches, they can't even see straight. They would love to have a barrier of any type, and they would gladly give that part of their land over to the government so that it would stop. And I know lots of them. I know dozens of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
The president will be addressing the nation Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time as well. Actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his sexual assault charge in Nantucket, Massachusetts. The judge had some strict orders for Spacey.
The defendant's appearance has been waived of stay away and no contact with the victim and the victim's family.
Spacey is accused of groping a busboy back in 2016 at a Nantucket restaurant. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I believe the wall is wrong on many counts. The wall is ineffective. Most experts agree with that. The wall is expensive. The wall was promised. The wall, when promised by President Trump, he says it's a campaign pledge he must keep. That was not his campaign pledge. His campaign pledge was to build the wall and have Mexico pay for it, not American taxpayers. So it's not a campaign pledge. The president has no plan to deal with eminent domain. There are hundreds of landowners on the southern border who will go to court and fight every attempt by the federal government to expropriate their land. That will take years. And by the way, the Trump administration has not even spent the border security funding allocated by Congress last year. The symbolism is bad for the country, for our economy, for our security, for our ability to get along in the world. So Democrats certainly support strong, effective border security. Fencing, drones, technology, roads. What the experts say actually works, not a wall.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I cut that clip down just so you could synthesize and see how crazy Chuck Schumer is and these Democrats. And we covered why the wall was wrong. He said it was ineffective. Most experts agree. And I asked a very simple question. Who are the experts? Who's an expert that will tell you, listen, if you have something that you want to protect, don't put a wall around it or a fence. But if, because it isn't going to matter. It's not a deterrent. Okay? It would be like saying having an alarm on your car is not a deterrent for your car being stolen. You know, well, I tell you what, if that's the case, then why do we lock the doors and why do we even have keys? Why can't you just go in to an unlocked car, push a button and the car runs and that be that? Why do you have to have an alarm system? Why do you have an alarm system on your house? Anybody think Chuck Schumer isn't living in a gated community, probably has a home with its fence around it, locks his doors, has a security team and a security system better than most anybody in the country, but he wants to convince you that a wall is stupid. And, as he says,
most experts agree with that.
Or maybe they don't. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But I want to talk more about what Chuck Schumer has to say. Because the Democrats, it's the same old tired line. It's ineffective. It's expensive. It's not expensive. In terms of what the government would get for its return on investment, the wall is one of the best investments we could make. So it's not about that. No plan for eminent domain is where I want to start, though. See, Greens Peace or one of these lefty groups, they sued the federal government. What they tried to do is they tried to buy all the land along the border. And the federal government said, no, you can't do that. In other words, they were going to preemptively try to keep us from being able to build a wall to protect this country. That's what leftists were willing to do. Okay? And so the federal government said, no, you can't do that. We know the game you're trying to play. So Chuck Schumer wants you to believe that, oh, no, we can't. There's no way we can get these people's land, eminent domains, you know, whatever, whatever. Donald Trump has many outs. I've talked about it before. He can declare a national emergency, cede all that land along the border to the government, and put the funding together easily to build this wall, even if he has to go through the military to do it. And if it means that he eats up $20 billion of the military budget to do it, because he'll consider it a matter of national security. What did Obama do with global climate change? He infused it in every piece of legislation that we currently are dealing with. They literally made an octopus tentacles of climate change to where getting it out of legislation cost us billions of dollars. But Trump did it because he's like, we're done with this. But I love the last part of what Schumer said. I really do. He talked about the symbol of America. And what's funny to me is Democrats they're crafty. In some respects, they're crafty. They understand, you know, when to bring certain things up. And now they don't care about NFL kneelers, essentially stepping on the flag. They don't care about what it means to the first responders. They don't care what it means to the military veterans who died for this country. They don't care about any of that. They stand behind Black Lives Matter. All right? But when it comes to this, they wrongfully want you to believe that building a wall would represent the symbol of America. Okay, so what, like the Great Wall of China? I mean, look, I'm not going to go through and rehash this, but really, that's your issue? America's no longer going to be considered the land of freedom, right? Because we have a wall. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Here's what he said. Bad for the country, bad for the economy, bad on security, and our ability to get along in the world. I love it. So if we build a wall, it's going to be bad for our country. It's going to be bad for our economy. I don't know how, because I can give you the numbers and tell you that, again, we will make money if we keep people that can't afford to stay in their own country to come to ours. It's from security standpoint, I mean, do I really have to go through and list the number of people that illegals kill in this country? Talk about the drug trade, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and a host of other things and crimes that get committed by these folks. Now, I know what they tell you. They don't commit any more crimes than the indigenous Americans and the citizens. That is a lie on its initial face. That we would even entertain that lie, I find amazing, and let me tell you why. Number one, you've trespassed in America and already broken our laws. So you're already 100% of illegals in this country are lawbreakers. That's number one. Anything that you do that takes advantage of this country in any way makes you a bigger lawbreaker. So you may have committed identity theft. You may be not paying your taxes. There's a host of things that you've done. You are a multiple criminal. You get what I'm saying? And then what we do is we reward this behavior by saying, if you happen to have children here, well, then we're going to let those children be part of the United States, yada, yada, yada. It's nonsense. 14th Amendment was not for that. So they're already lawbreakers. But then the Democrats lie about the statistics. They don't want you to know how bad these people really behave when they get here. They ignore this young girl that got killed by the guy that liked her, saw her on a jog and killed her. They ignore him. They ignore the guy who killed Steinle. They ignore the guy who just killed Officer Ronald Singh and with an illegal gun. They ignore it. They ignore the rapes. They ignore the murders. They ignore the drug dealing and all of it. And they want you to believe that you are an equal citizen to this illegal. They ignore the tax implications. They ignore all the things we've talked about. But Chuck Schumer wants you to believe that it's good for our economy when we don't have this wall. He also wants you to believe that security is better without the wall. The same way I would ask him, then why do you have security in the Senate building in D.C.? And a host of other things. This is ridiculous that we even talk about this. Fencing. And the last part, because I want to get to the last thing he said before I get to this last part. The ability to get along in the world. Our building a wall is going to do something to our ability to get along in the world, is what he said. Like what? Like NATO? Trump wants to go after NATO and says, pay your bill. Oh, look at what he's doing to our partners. He's making our partners stop forcing us to pay for what they aren't paying for, and he's ruining our relationship. That would be like ruining your relationship with a person, with your robber, the guy that robs you every day, comes up and, you know, steals your car, steals your wallet once a week. You've ruined our relationship with that guy. But here's what I really thought was interesting, what Chuck Schumer said. He talked about the Democrat solution. And the first thing he said was fencing, drones. Let's play this that part of the clip.
So Democrats certainly support strong, effective border security. Fencing, drones, technology, roads. What the experts say actually works.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Fencing, drones. But he says fencing first. Fencing first. And we didn't get the last part of that clip, but what he says is not a wall. He's okay with fencing, but not a wall. And then he goes, so their solution is we have fencing. By the way, Donald Trump has not precluded drones. He certainly has not precluded technology. I don't know exactly what Chuck Schumer thinks roads are going to do, but okay, I'll go with it. But he ends it with not a wall. In fact, let's play that part.
Not a wall.
I think it's important that you understand the importance of the lexicon. Chuck Schumer started out saying the Democrats support this border security, which they don't. And he says, we support fencing, we support drones, technology, and roads, which I'm presuming Trump has no problem with. But he's very clear. Not a wall. That's why they call it a barrier. That's why they're calling it fencing. They don't want to support Trump's wall because it will show that Trump has defeated them. Don't let them call it anything else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past?
Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The cost of illegal immigration, people don't want to talk about it. But it's a big cost. One of my friends is a lady named Katie Hopkins. She's a British chick. Katie's absolutely hysterical. And she fights for British sovereignty and talks about the influx of immigrants who've come to Britain and what they get. And she made a short video about it. And I want to play it for you. Now, keep in mind, she's making this to Brits. She's telling them this is what people are coming here for. And she's been called racist. I mean, we're good friends. I promise you, she's nowhere near a racist, but she's a realist, and she understands what's happening in Britain, particularly as it relates to Islamization. She's been vocal, and she's been in situations where it takes some serious guts. But she's put herself in harm's way. She worked with the South African farmers, too, and has harrowing stories. I mean, Katie is truly one of these people who is fearless. And I was with her husband. Her husband's name is Mark. And he was like, Kevin, he goes, sometimes I don't want to know what Katie's up to. It's just scary stuff. But anyway, here she talks about illegal immigration and its cost to Britain. And I'm going to get into that here in just a bit as well.
Are you wondering why so many migrants are trying to come across the Channel, one of the biggest shipping lanes in the whole of the world? Well, it's because of this. It's because your government, the British government, advertises to these asylum seekers what you'll get. Let me tell you what you'll get if you're an asylum seeker in the UK, whether you're actually an asylum seeker or whether you were perfectly safe in France, for example. You'll get somewhere to live, a cash allowance or both. You can choose whether you want a flat, a house, a hostel or bed and breakfast. How lovely is that? I wonder if we serve it to them in bed. I do hope so. Cash support, you'll get £37.75 for every person in your household to help you pay for things like food, clothing and toiletries. I am actually reading this from the government website. Your allowance will be loaded onto a debit card each week to make it easy for you to spend what you want to spend. Isn't that nice? And even if you've been refused asylum seeker, you're a failed asylum seeker in my country, your country, you'll be given somewhere to live and £35.39 per person on a payment card. This is what we're handing out. And then we go on to tell them you may get free national health service, such as to see a doctor or get hospital treatment. You'll get free prescriptions for medicine, free eye tests, free glasses. I ask you, as a British citizen, as someone that's paid in all their lives, do you get free prescriptions? Have you been offered a free place to live or somewhere that gives you bed and breakfast? Have you been offered £300 maternity payment just because you're having a baby? I thought not. These are people who are here often illegally, and this is what we promised them. And is it any wonder that they choose to come? This country is a soft touch. It's time we started standing up for the British nationals who live here and our ex-service personnel who are offered nothing like this, nothing of the sort. In March 2018, close to 50,000 people were in receipt of these kind of benefits. Stop making our country a joke. Start standing up for our own.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Katie Hopkins, a good friend of mine. We're hopeful to do a comedy tour together here soon. I'll let you guys know. I don't know if I'll have time, to be honest with you. But anyway, Katie, by the way, KJRadio.com. Please jot that down. Download the show from there. Let people know. You can find us on Spreaker, iTunes, all of it. Yeah, so I didn't do the numbers, but I'm thinking 37.75 pounds. I think that's roughly 50 bucks. So 50 bucks per person per week. So if you're two parents, two kids, then you're getting $200 a week. Plus they get you a house and you can choose where you want. You want a flat, you want a home, you want a bed and breakfast, whatever. And $300 for a paternity payment. That's what she called it. Free hospitalization, free medicine, eye test. Let's throw in education and a host of other things. Things that the citizens of Britain, the people who work for a living, do not get is what you get by just coming to this country, coming to Britain. It's worse in the United States. You get far more. Yeah. So Katie sounds the alarm bell. And you know what? She's Islamophobic. She's racist. By the way, there are British, Brits of all colors. Lots of Indian British. They're brown people. Asians is what they think of them as, but they're brown. There's Asian browns. I'm talking about, you know, the yellow man. There's black Brits. It's not an anti-Brit. It's an anti-cultural thing for people that are coming and taking advantage. Now, here in the United States, they talk about our border wall, and they call it racist. Here's a guy named Jason Johnson talking about it's a monument to racism.
It is being erected for, even though many experts say it really will not affect much of anything. Changing the name, is that really a compromise to you?
you know, Rev, you can call it a slap, a tap, or a beat down. I'm still getting punched in the face, right? Like, you can't change the words and change the impact on something. This wall that the president wants is a monument to white nationalism. Anybody who agrees to give any money to this wall is foolish. And by the way, as I have said all along, Donald Trump said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. So unless he gets a check from Lopez Obrador, I don't see why Democrats have any reason to have a conversation with him.
Now, of course, that's total nonsense, but what does the leftists have to care about spewing nonsense? That's what they do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was Jason Johnson being asked this question by Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton says, he gets it. Al Sharpton says, well, should we call it a wall? Is it a... what is it? Is it a barrier or what? And this guy goes, a beat down, a slap down, or whatever. Okay, so what exactly? Who gets beat down in this equation? I mean, this is two black guys, Jason Johnson and Al Sharpton, talking about this wall. Who's getting beat down? You want to know who? Black folks. Black folks. You're listening to people who have been bought and paid for trying to convince us that illegal immigration is going to help black folks. And we're giving the brown people a beatdown. By the way, one of the pundits, I don't know if we have that clip. Did we get a clip? Somebody talking about, oh, I know what it was. It was a white dude, and he calls himself a Republican strategist. And he says, it's all these white people talking about the browning of America. They don't want the browning of America, the browning of America, the browning of America. And you know what you'll never see? You'll never see anybody, because I don't go on TV anymore, you'll never see anybody standing up to them saying, so let's talk about the browning of America. We're pretty brown. Black, white people are not the predominant race in this country any longer. So given that we are pretty brown, given that the world is very brown, because what I never see you arguing about, and I forget this guy's name, but I never see him arguing about how black and brown these other countries are, because everybody's fleeing those countries. White people are not looking to Africa to save their pasty white butts. They're just saying, you know, we like where we built. But it was funny that you see a bunch of Africans and Middle Eastern and other brown people that are always exiting their countries and moving where? Not to other brown countries, but to white countries. So what do you mean they're concerned about the browning of this country? If you really wanted to put it to the test, they have a white person has every reason to fear the browning of their country. Because when it occurs, nothing good happens. Nothing. The browning of Sweden, the browning of Finland, the browning of the Netherlands has done nothing except create rape culture and essentially make these people remove their identities. There was no such thing as a no-go zone until we let this mass immigration take place. So somebody needs to argue these points. But you know what? It isn't going to happen. Because I'm not back on TV. I'm the one with the guts to say it. This is a lady, I just played her clip, Katie Hopkins, talking about the actual effects, the impacts, not conjecture. She's saying Britain is going into massive debt over people who don't care about our culture, who are, they laugh at us. We are the laughingstock of the world because they know that we will do nothing to thwart this. And then we got people like Jason Johnson and Al Sharpton talking about building a wall and keeping people out and keeping a country that is the most heterogeneous of any country in the world, that building our wall to protect our citizens of all colors is a monument to white nationalism. And there's a reason why he chose that terminology, because they've got permission to take down those monuments to white nationalism. See, if you build this wall and somebody destroys it, they have permission to do it. That's the reason. This is a scam, a sham, call it whatever you want. If we don't build this wall, shame on us. If we don't demand to be protected as citizens of this country and call these people what they are, which is a true racist, and the people that do not care one iota about Americans, and I don't know what the term is. It may not be a xenophobe, but it's an anti-American.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.